Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I got to tell you, between poison ivy and fire ants and wasp stings and bee stings, man, you guys are under assault, aren't you? I cannot tell you how many people are calling in with swollen arms and legs and face and rashes and bubbles on their skin and blisters and all sorts of stuff. And I got to tell you, we want to go outdoors. We want to enjoy the sun. We want to enjoy, the nice weather. For those of us who have some nice weather, I get there's a lot of troublesome weather in multiple parts of the country, which we're going to talk about a little bit. But I see how people need to prepare for the outdoors. I'm going to go hiking again this weekend, so I'm trying to figure out how not to get bit by a rattlesnake, how not to get bit by spiders, by scorpions, stung by scorpions, and so I'm basically going to be, and then the sun, I don't want to get burned like I was last time, so I'm basically going to be fully clothed, arms and legs, hiking boots, double socked, just to minimize a little bit of a rattlesnake's tooth bite. And sunscreen hat, and it's going to be about 100 degrees when I'm hiking. And I'm starting to wonder if maybe I should rethink it. I'm going to try to get up at 5 a.m. The problem with hiking at 5 a.m. is it's still dark. You know, because of the stupid time change and the way we do it, it's still dark at 5 a.m. And so rattlesnakes can still be out there. So I have to basically plan it where the sun is coming up and I make a lot of noise and the rattlesnakes go away. But I'm noticing that there's a lot of apprehension about people going outside. They don't want to get burned. They don't want to get melanoma. They don't want to get bit. This headline scared people. A Georgia mom has died after she stepped on a hill of fire ants. Kathy Weed, 43 years old, encountered the pile of ants at her home in Lawrenceville. It's about 30 miles northeast of Atlanta. She sadly had a severe allergic reaction to the fire ant bites. Her family believes she died before she could get any medication. Now, back in 2018, we have a picture of her where she had bloating in her face from the ER when she was first allergic. And she wrote, "I am highly allergic to fire ants," as of about 3 years ago. She says, "I carry an EpiPen with me everywhere I go. Over the last 3 years, I've had to use an EpiPen 6 times, the 6th time being this Saturday night." And you see where her face is completely swollen and eye drooping. And it's fire ants do. Fire ants can pack a bite. The toxin you could easily become allergic to. But I don't think the public or even doctors understand how difficult it is to always carry an EpiPen. I tried to do that when I traveled, to carry an EpiPen, because I didn't know what the kids were allergic to. I didn't know what they were bit by. And I'm like, just in case their first reaction is a bad one, I have an EpiPen. Well, first, the EpiPen was expensive. Remember, they were $300-$400 a pop. Second, they were easy to lose. Third, you couldn't always carry it on you. And they would fall out. It would, and I stopped carrying the EpiPen. And with this, people are wondering what happened. Back then, in her sixth attack, she was covered head to toe in hives, vomiting, full on panic attack, ear canals, throat swelling. So, you know, people might ask, what do you do if you are prone to this? Because it almost seems inevitable for some people. You know, I'm very nervous that I'm allergic to bee stings. I don't know if I am, because I had one bee sting that hurt, and you usually don't have your allergic reaction to the first one. Your body has to learn the antigen and then come up with an immune system. So if I never was stung by a bee before, the first time the body's learning it, you'll have some immune reaction. But once it learns and picks up on antigens, proteins, substances, it then comes back with a bigger response. Now, sometimes the response is very helpful. Sometimes it's very harmful. So if you know that there is something that you are very allergic to, I would get to an allergist and see if there is anything that could be done in terms of desensitization. You know, these kids with extreme peanut allergies or food allergies, I am just so nervous. Like that one girl who was at her friend's house and thought she was grabbing a Chewy's Chips Ahoy, but the package was a similar red in color, and it was a peanut butter Chips Ahoy. She ended up going into anaphylaxis and dying. So if you have a severe allergy, and you know you have a severe allergy, avoiding what you're allergic to, yes, is essential, but the average person accidentally falls upon it, accidentally gets introduced to the peanuts, accidentally gets stung by a bee. Nobody's on purposefully trying to do that. Accidentally runs into a fire ant hill. And it's frightening. It's just frightening. And, you know, to see a mom who has a young child that ended up succumbing to insects, I don't like to give in to our smaller species. But what I recommend for anybody that suffers let's say a malady from any of these insects, etc., always for the love of the Lord, check in with a medical provider. You wash it off first, soap and water. She said in the past, Benadryl didn't help. For mild cases, antihistamines could help. Sometimes for mild cases, we'll use hydrocortisone cream. But any sort of reaction that you are not comfortable assessing and it's not mild, for the love of the Lord, get yourself checked out, because sometimes these allergies can come on pretty quickly. 1-877-DR-SALLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're seeing more and more headlines that gender dysphoria in children is rising. Some are saying it's rising exponentially. Some are saying it's rising significantly, unquote. Quote, unquote. And the truth of the matter is we are a little unprepared for where we are moving as we progress with children identifying who they want to be. And as a physician, I want to make sure that the true gender dysphoric patients get the support they need. And the child who is truly gender dysphoric, there's criteria. And when you see the criteria, you could see how distressful it is for a child. But in some scenarios, we're being told by parents that the school is asking the child to choose and make a decision. Are you a boy? Are you a girl? And why? And this might cause distress. in and of itself. That's a pretty big decision. To ask a child to decide what they want to be the rest of their life. A true gender dysphoric patient. And I think we might even start changing that term and getting rid of the dysphoria part of it now that we're starting to embrace people changing. And rather than it being a malady, this is my choice. So, but the term right now is called gender dysphoria, the DSM-5, and I'll review the criteria with you all. But when it comes to a child that is thinking that they have to make this decision early on, there could be a lot of stress with that too. We have a big drive to tackle gender dysphoria early on because we want to protect these children. There's been children who have been suicidal, depressed, anxious, because they have felt they've been in the wrong body. Unfortunately, a lot of parents are concerned that we have a new wave of depression and anxiety. If somebody feels like their depression and anxiety was originally as a result of their sex or gender, and it wasn't, and they never got the true reason for their anxiety and depression addressed. So us in the medical field, we need to figure this out pretty quickly, because what we don't want is a child thinking they're gender dysphoric when they're not. We don't want a child thinking changing their sex or gender is going to solve their problems. And we don't want somebody who truly is gender dysphoric to be basically lost in the shuffle, as now many educational facilities are allowing en masse people to, you know, decide and change their minds and choose. And mind you, as far as I'm concerned, everybody should have a choice. I just don't know if the average child, depending on the age at where this is being brought up, has the ability to make that decision, because for many people, making that decision is lifelong. So we're really behind the curve in terms of the knowledge we have on this and the research we have on this. We don't know if a child who is gender dysphoric will change their mind. There has been studies saying the majority don't. But now that we have more, what is the percentage? And what if the child was never truly gender dysphoric? And they, yeah, I told you, if somebody asked me as a kid if I want to be a girl and had my periods and boobs, I was like, oh, hell no, I want to be a boy. Now, thank God I'm a girl. But what if somebody told me, look, you have gender dysphoria? Let's look at the criteria. A lot of us will think we have it. So the DSM, actually, you know what? I don't know if I have the full list of criteria. Hold on a second. I think they've updated it, and I apologize. So of the DSM-5, which is, and this comes from the American Psychiatric Association, there has to be a marked incongruence between one's experience, expressed gender, and primary and or secondary sex characteristics. So meaning you might have female sex characteristics, but you want to be a boy, vice versa. A strong desire to be rid of the sex characteristics because of a marked incongruence. Now, I'm not saying this means not all gender dysphoric patients are gender dysphoric, but true gender dysphoria might include somebody going, I really don't want my penis. I really don't want my breasts. Now, a lot of us women were like, oh my gosh, this dress, this, oh, they're a pain in the butt. But there's times when we do like them. I mean, I got out of a lot of tickets, right? So I have to say I did prefer, did I sometimes wish I didn't have them when I would be running and wanting to race and show the speed and get something better than a fifth place at during field day? Yes, there were times when I wish I wasn't a B cup in the sixth grade. But I still wanted my breasts. So that has to be, you know, is it that you really can't stand having your penis? A strong desire for the primary and or secondary sex characteristics of the other gender. I really do want to have breasts. I don't want to have facial hair. I want to have a penis. A strong desire to be of the other gender. A strong desire to be treated as the other gender, a strong conviction that one has the typical feelings or reactions of the other gender. Now, what's interesting about that is I think that's going to have to be rewritten because we're getting away from the stereotypes. When people say, oh my gosh, they acted like a girl. What is that? Can you clarify what's acting like a girl? You mean reason, logic, education? What do you mean? Well, they cried. We're not stereotyping girls as those who cry. You know, well, when they fell, rather than being tough about it like a boy, they cried like a girl. No, girls can be tough too. So we're kind of getting away from those stereotypes of what is girly and what is boy. More boy. So true, because people say this gender dysphoria diagnosis is too broad that everybody, every child is going to say, look, I don't want to be a boy anymore. I don't want to be a girl anymore. So we're going to have all our children gender dysphoric. Not really. If we get the medical professionals involved and we get those experts involved, they can determine if somebody is truly gender dysphoric. Because a true gender dysphoric patient cannot go on because they are, when you're in a body that you don't want to, you're crawling out of it. When you speak to people who are truly gender dysphoric, it is a 24/7 torture. So somebody saying, you know what, I'd really like to get rid of the period. You can get rid of periods now. Now we have birth control. Now I would rather be in one bathroom than the other. I'd rather wear, you know, boy clothes. That might not necessarily be a true dysphoria. Just because I wear boy clothes, guy clothes all the time. I prefer my husband's and my son's shirts. They're just so much more comfortable. I love their boxers. I wear girl underwear, but around the house, I wear the boxers because they're like shorts. And so we have to be careful not to mix that up, because when somebody says my, you know, son likes to wear a dress, well, that's fine. Just because they want to wear a dress, does that mean he doesn't want his parts? Does it mean he doesn't want to be fertile later? So we have to, and the experts in this, like I said, this isn't anything new. We understand that children can change their mind. We understand that it is a huge, huge decision, and a very small part of the population suffers from this and needs support. But now that we're having this mass expansion of the pediatric population questioning their sex, we might not want to be using the term gender dysphoria. Questioning one's sex is a completely different entity. And so I think we need to make sure that teachers are aware, parents are aware. Just because somebody might want to wear boy clothes doesn't necessarily mean they want their breasts removed. We have that one woman who is suing. I think she's 18, because when she was younger, she had her breasts removed because they had told her mom, you know, if you don't, you're going to have a dead teenager because she'll probably commit suicide. And that the removing of the breast didn't manage her depression. That, which is why whenever you do have somebody that, and she apparently said she only had maybe 75 minutes total of counseling and of doctor contact. This is something where if somebody is gender dysphoric, there has to be a team, and it takes time. So before people are, you know, wondering how do we handle such a rising pediatric population, I think we need to make sure we get the definitions right and understand a little bit more about what could be going on, especially if these kids feel embarrassed that they haven't chosen a sex yet. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. North Carolina Republicans will not be allowed to keep the congressional district map used last year that the state Supreme Court had ruled was gerrymandering. The U.S. Supreme Court says it will not reverse that state court ruling. It strikes down a popular Republican theory that state legislatures have the power to limit state court authority when it comes to some election laws. It's up to about 3,000, the number of flights around the USA canceled or delayed, most around the Northeast because of a big storm. The president of Belarus says the commander of the Wagner Group is now in that country, apparently part of the deal that ended the group's short-lived military action over the weekend. Former President Trump's calling special counsel Jack Smith, his family and friends, Trump haters, and again asserting the right he had the right to possess classified documents. CNN is airing parts of an audio tape made with Trump's knowledge in 2021 in which he showed off some documents. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I can't stress enough how important children's nutrition is. And many of you struggle to get your kids to eat the vegetables or fruit. And honestly, fruit right now, this is summer. Some of the yummiest, yummiest berries are out there right now. And boy, are berries healthy. Antioxidants. I can't even begin to tell you how healthy berries are. Even for our diabetics, they have a lower glycemic load. So I'm a huge, huge fan of these fruits and vegetables. And when it comes to kids, we got to get them off the sugar and get them learning early how to eat nutritious foods. So I am very, very excited about my next guest, Chef Ali Rosen. Emmy and James Beard nominated host of Potluck is here to talk to us about some of the creations that we can make with fruit and introduce a new children's book that captures the sweetness of summer. Chef Ali, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Man, we appreciate you. We need you. This is, we definitely need you. Talk to us. I mean, I love that you're a chef. So talk to us about the berries and what we could do with all that that yumminess that we have right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, as you said, berries are kind of that superfood that if you have kids and they're picky, it's like the one thing everybody will eat, right? Which is why I'm super excited to be partnering with Driscoll's to talk about berries, because everybody loves them. I mean, one of the things that I love to make that's simple is a trifle, where you just take ladyfingers and you soak them in some strawberry puree, and then you stack them up like in a cup with berries and then mascarpone cheese, and you add those ladyfingers on top, and you have kind of this sweet, simple, easy dessert, right? Like that's, that's as simple as it gets. I mean, you can also just put out a bowl of strawberries. I mean, I think some people forget that berries themselves are a snack unto themselves.
Absolutely. We're big fans of Driscoll's berries, especially 4th of July, the barbecues, all that. I think having fruit, well, it used to be when there was dessert, it was fruit. And you'd have berries. I would put berries on the kids' cereal to get them to get that extra fiber and that vitamin C. And so just as its own garnish, it's healthy. But I definitely recommend to my diabetic patients who have to avoid other fruits, berries are oftentimes their go-to because of the lower glycemic index.
Yeah, and I think that's a huge thing. You know, you can have a dessert and use berries, but keep it healthy. I mean, so you could just do strawberries with whipped cream, for example, not add any sugar to the whipped cream, and it's like you have a dessert, but there's no added sugar. Or if you do chocolate-covered strawberries, like I love for 4th of July to do white chocolate. If you try and find a white chocolate that's, like, low in sugar and you're just dipping it in, I mean, you're really creating something that, yes, is sweet and, yes, is a dessert, but isn't really adding a lot to it. So that's one of the things that I love about berries is they can really just be there for you when you need something on the healthier side.
So true. So, Chef Ali, you know how to get kids to eat their fruits. Talk to us about this new children's book.
Yeah, so this new book is called A Sophia Special, and I think we've all been there. It tells the story of a young girl and her just total messy mountain of a day, right? But with the help of her father and a delicious berry sundae, she's able to kind of reframe the day into a special one. And so what I love about it is, she and her dad make an ice cream sundae with just ice cream and berries, and that's it. And so with little kids, that's kind of all you need. It's just like simplicity and berries.
Also, I liked it with my kids. I would make faces. You are able to. Everybody says don't play with your food. Don't play with your food. I disagree. When it comes to, you know, peas and carrots and all that, I was able, because my kids are picky eaters, I was able to garnish and be playful with it and show, look, how could something that cute and funny be yucky tasting? No, they're yummy. That's good. So I think, yeah, sometimes we do have to manipulate the children a little bit, huh?
Exactly. And I mean, I think making food fun is what gives them a lifelong love of healthy food.
Yeah. This berry book, I'm a fan of it. I think it's great. What makes it so special?
Well, I think it has that sundae recipe, which I think is the one thing that kind of everybody wants, an easy recipe that they can do with their kids. Like, I feel like there's so many kids' books that have, like, 20-step recipes at the end. And, I don't know, I have three young kids. Like, I am absolutely not going to do that. So what I love about a Sophia special is it's just simplicity, and it kind of reminds kids to share and to have family time.
And also that they could create and they could cook. Getting kids into the kitchen and having them help with meal preparation, I think, is paramount for them to learn, you know, about vitamins, about nutrition. And, you know, I think we underutilize kids. It's like, oh, no, you know, let mommy do this, let daddy do this, you know, let the parents handle it. And I think children do need to be a part of their diet. They need to be part of the shopping, be a part of the cooking. I don't know. How do you feel about that?
Absolutely, and I think one of the great things about berries is that you can sort of throw them on anything, and it's, kids can do it without having a lot of responsibility. They're not chopping. They're not, like, sort of in charge of something difficult. So, yeah, I think give them little tasks, and they can really rise to the occasion.
Absolutely. We're speaking to Chef Ali Rosen, Emmy and James Beard nominated host of Potluck with Ali Rosen. So, you know, what other things can you inspire us with as we're getting ready for 4th of July weekend and treats and all that? Talk to us about some of your creations.
Yeah, well, one of the things I was mentioning before about the white chocolate-covered strawberries, what I love about it is that it's perfect for July 4th because you naturally have the red of the strawberries, right? You get the white from the white chocolate. And then if you top it off with some blue sprinkles, or if you really kind of want to stay away from that sugary stuff, you can always, like, you know, cut blueberries into little pieces and stick them on top. But I love sort of making the red, white, and blue out of desserts because it's, again, like, you want a dessert, but the red of the strawberries and the blue of the blueberries, like, gives you two out of three of the things that you want for the holiday with, again, like you were saying, not adding too much sugar into the equation.
You know, I also love how people are starting to add fruit to the salad. So many people will skip the salad. They'll just go to the grill. They'll go to the dessert. But some of these salads can be garnished really well. And do you ever do that where you mix fruit with your salad?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think that any good salad has, you know, you have your base and then you also have some acidity, whether that's through a vinegar or a lemon, but you also want to have some sweetness, right? So throwing blueberries into a savory salad, I mean, if you had like spinach, some, you know, sliced almonds and some blueberries and just drizzled it with a simple dressing, like that is a great salad. And I think that berries can be incorporated into savory dishes so much more because they add a sweet treat without putting actual sugar into it.
Love it. Love it. Any other recipes you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, well, one of the things that I think that people, again, can remember for July 4th is just like that whipped cream, you know, just like whip up some whipped cream, add it to the strawberries, and stick out a bowl and let people dip it themselves. And I think that we all sort of have this belief that we have to make something complicated, but it doesn't have to be that complicated.
Exactly. And it is. I think a lot of people, they look at it as, oh, man, fish. I can't get my husband to eat fish because he thinks cooking it is so complicated. I go, it's not that hard. It's very simple. So I think, yeah, I think that hesitancy. Love it. Love it. Chef Ali, where can people find more of your recipes and information about the book?
You can find more on Driscoll's.com, and the book is available on Amazon.
Love it. Well, that is fantastic. Sophia special. I'm definitely reading it. And we appreciate all you do. We can't wait to have you back. Have a wonderful, wonderful 4th of July weekend.
Thank you so much.
1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I think I am going to go on a mission to get kids to be a lot more active and do more things. I as a kid, was don't touch that, don't touch that. And then, you know, finally when my father was like, well, let me teach you how to, you know, fix, you want to watch me fix a washer or a, you know, a, refrigerator, and I was like, no, you're the parent, I'm just going to do kids stuff. Now we really need to blend. I think there's a lot more kids could do in cooking, and you know, being a part of their meal prep, I think, is crucial. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a recurrent headline is how many baby foods contain high levels of toxic metals. And we're being told that with all the advancements and all the oversight, a consumer watchdog said that the levels of toxic metals and several baby food products is even higher than it was 5 years ago. This investigation looked at 14 popular baby foods and compared levels of lead, arsenic, and cadmium in seven of them to the results from 2018. Products were chosen based on high levels of metals in the past. Results show that the levels actually increased in three products: the Gerber's Chicken Rice Dinner, Turkey Rice Dinner Flavors, and Hot Kid Baby Mum Mum Teething Wafers. Levels stayed the same in one product, the Beech Nut Baby Food Sweet Potato Flavor. And three of the highest risk foods from the year included purees from Gerber and Beech Nut, all containing sweet potatoes. A spokesperson for Gerber told Consumer Reports, and this is reported by Daily Mail, that we work with our farmers to prioritize growing locations for optimal climate and soil conditions, approve fields before crops are planted based on soil testing, and rotate crops. They said, additionally, we're continuing to invest in new research to help inform future improvements. For example, we're working with public land grant universities to conduct on-farm research to identify soil and varietal variables that may reduce uptake of heavy metals from the soil by carrots and sweet potatoes. Now, rice is a biggie. A lot of we introduce rice and rice-based foods to kids early on because it's easy to digest. But rice, as you know, can be high in arsenic. So, you know, these are, and also because rice picks up groundwater, there could also be lead. They say higher levels can be found to those foods that are close to highways or small airports, because there's gasoline, apparently leaded gasoline, that can leak. Consumer Reports said, additionally, areas where arsenic pesticides have been used may leave those foods at higher risk of picking that metal up. They said because heavy metals are so pervasive in foods and because they tend to accumulate in the body, small exposures from multiple foods can add up. He's right. This is Eric Boring, a chemist with Consumer Reports. Feeding your child amounts closely to the daily serving limits leaves little room for exposure to heavy metals from other foods. Now, the CDC has warned that young children exposed to lead, they could develop their brain development and nervous system. They say 2.5% of children under the age of 5 have been exposed to dangerous levels of lead, according to experts. As a result, some of these children might have slowed growth, learning behavior issues, hearing and speech issues. Arsenic has been found to be a carcinogen, raises the risk of bladder, lung, and skin cancers, also associated with neurodevelopmental disorders. So a report last year, which we spoke about, healthy babies had tested 168 different foods. They found lead, arsenic, cadmium, and mercury in 95% of them. 88% of the products had no enforceable guidelines for the toxic metals found. The products had rice, sweet potatoes, carrots. Those appear to have the biggest risk of heavy metals. So some of you are probably thinking, what the heck do we do? Well, all right, first and foremost, when we feed babies, all right, obviously the most nutritious choice would be breast milk. But we introduce solids and very, very mild between 4 and 6 months. Maybe some rice, cereal, things like that. I did with my kids. Then we might puree certain foods. We might buy baby food. I never had time to cook, so I hit the Gerber. And I got to tell you, Gerber pears, I'd lick the spoon. Gerber pears are yummy. Gosh, that stuff is good. The chunky chicken and rice. Oh my gosh, my kids would look at me like, I don't want to eat this. But they did. You know, it had vegetables and it's meat. But I couldn't puree the food. And because it took a while for their teeth to grow in, I didn't necessarily, you know, want to if we had chicken. And, you know, but if I had mashed potatoes and I had, I would give them some of our food. So there might be this push, especially with what happened with the baby formula and the shortage and the recall that we had last year, is to maybe go back to the basics with kids. You know, where you make your own rice cereal. You may, now, just because you make your own rice cereal doesn't mean it's not going to have arsenic or metals in it. but you might be able to not add on that additional processing that could happen. The only concern I have with us making our own foods is these, some parents don't do it right. It might be too lumpy. They might have seeds. They might have bones. They might not do the proper vetting of it. And so the reason why I fed my kids Gerber is because I trusted them. Yep. And I do. I still do trust Gerber. And I knew, and I always mixed it up. I always checked the food. I always smelled it. I made sure there was nothing hard or firm. And I would just monitor everything that went in. But listen, guys, and I know you guys are going to get grossed by this, but I had a friend who did not give their child baby food. And I am not recommending this by any means. But she would chew the food, then spit it up and give the child the chewed food. Like an animal would. And when we other moms asked her, why? I can't look. Why? She said, it's healthy food. I'm helping her pre-digest it. I know it doesn't have bones. I could test it. And it's, she had a logic. I never replicated that, though. I just thought my mouth would be too dirty. I did not want to introduce my child to any germs that I could have. You know, the mouth is one of the dirtiest orifices we have. And no matter how good you brush your teeth, I just didn't want to introduce any more. But, you know, I kiss my kids all the time, but I'm just not going to, you know. And maybe with our kids, we might have shared spoons and things like that. But for the most part, we don't do that. But we might need to do old school, not that old school, but old school where we actually do meal prep for the kids. And we ensure it's foods that, you know, have maybe fewer pesticides, maybe organic, foods that have been vetted for their heavy metals, the fresher, the better. But you could very easily take carrots, cook them, mash them up, make sure they're soft, make sure you don't have that cellulose in there that you get with the center, and then feed your kids the carrots. So there's, you know, Gerber, remember, it's, and many people will use it as the sole dietary source. An infant is supposed to be getting breast milk. It's supposed to be getting, you know, a variety of foods. It doesn't always have to be, you know, or formula. You know, and when they're one or two, again, we're doing table foods. The reason why we call it table foods is because it's food on the table that you can mash up, that you could put in a form for baby. So I'm a fan of baby food. I'm a fan of Gerber. If there are metals, things have to be vetted a heck of a lot better. And as I've always said, everything in moderation. Everything we eat will have some form of metals. We're exposed to stuff all the time. But it needs, if you mix it up, if you try to do as fresh as possible, you can minimize that risk. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury.
Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.